Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, here's the science bit of today's show.
Right.
Do you remember we had the brown noise a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
It was a certain frequency noise that we played, and it was supposed to make you poo your pants, remember?
Yes.
I'm not sure whether anyone actually messed themselves.
A few people claimed to, didn't they? But, okay.
Yeah, but I don't think they really did. The only thing that happened the last time we played it was that the BBC HQ, all the alarms went off and they had to get evacuated and stand outside in the rain.
And we got into trouble.
A lot, yeah. Mm. Then after the brown noise came the young noise. Now, if you remember, that was the noise that only people under the age of 25 could hear.
Yeah.
Which is completely real, actually. That's a real one. Yeah, I'm not sure about the brown noise.
It was very clear.
Yeah. Not to you.
It was very clear.
Yeah. Introducing a brand new noise. It's the shopping trolley noise.
What?
Right, Mark in Newcastle has sent me this, okay?
Yeah.
You know at supermarkets when you kind of can't take your trolley out of the car park because the wheels lock up?
Right.
You know you run it over a certain point and the wheels lock and you can't move the trolley anymore?
Okay, yeah.
Right. Someone, some crazy cat in America, has recorded the locking frequency to make all the wheels on trolleys lock up. Right? So if you're in a supermarket now and you've got one of those trolleys that, where the wheels lock, if I play this noise, have a look around you and see if everyone's trolley just stops.
Right.
Or even better, if you've just arrived at the supermarket and maybe, like, after work or whatever, and you're in the car park, right, turn radio on up really loud now, and if there's people with trolleys around you, see if they all stop, because the wheels will immediately lock up as we play the shopping trolley noise on Radio 1. Should we do it?
Go on.
Okay, after three, turn your radio up loud in all supermarkets and in the car park of supermarkets all over the UK. One, two, three. That's it. That's the shopping trolley noise. I think that should have done it. Let me know if anything happened where you are. 81199. Radio 1.
Podcast.
Right, we're nearly about to do the shopping trolley noise on Radio 1. Following on from the previous success of the brown noise and the young noise, some people are worried about maybe children getting whiplash in trolleys if they stop suddenly, if they come to a bit of a standstill, sharpish. Yeah, fingers crossed then. This is the frequency that apparently will make shopping trolley wheels lock up. There's a certain noise that makes them just stop. You know, sometimes they stop when you try and take them out of the car park. Not that I've ever tried to take a shopping trolley out of a car park. But if you do, apparently, there is a noise. Anyway. anyway. Tony?
Yes, Scott?
Where are you?
I am in Basel in Tesco. I was standing up on a balcony about to turn up for a Wi-Fi.
Right, so do you work there or what?
No, I work in Wickford, but I'm just coming here. I was on my way from work, so I thought I'd pop in and make everyone stop in their tracks.
Right, so you actually went to supermarket, on my advice, on the way home from work today?
Yeah, literally, I just got off the bus a few stops early.
I'd love that. Thanks so much for that, Tony. So you're by some hi-fis now, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we have people all over the country, Amy in Perth, saying, about to go into Tesco's. I'm so excited right now. We've got Martin and Crew, who's outside Asda. We've got somebody who's right next to the entrance stroke exit and the trolley bit in their car outside Tesco in Minehead. I'm sitting in Sainsbury's car park in Exeter, right by the door, waiting to cause havoc. This is brilliant. Okay, are you ready for it? Hello? Turn the radios down until I say, otherwise it's going to be horrible.
Right, it's down.
Right, nice, okay. Who else is around you?
Well, there's a few people with a couple of arms up, and it's just like, well, there's a few old ladies below me. I'm quite scared that I'm going to get a heart attack or something.
Right, and they've got shopping trolleys, have they?
Yeah, everyone's got shopping trolleys.
Amazing. Okay, right. We're going to do this in after three, all right? So I need you to turn the radio up after three, and I want to know what happens. Do the shopping trolleys... wheels lock up, all right?
Right.
Okay. One, two, three. Great. turn them down. Tony, turn them down. What?
So, like, this has just stopped dead, like, screaming, and then I was going on. Some old lady's just pushed her trolley into someone else, and there's some woman that's standing there, she just don't know what's going on. Oh, well, security guards are walking over.
Okay, did trolleys actually stop?
Yeah, about five, I'll be honest.
Five stopped?
Yeah, and one crashed.
Right, okay. Are they coming to get you now?
Yeah.
Right, run away! Run away, Tony!
I'm off.
Run!
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Radio 1, hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay, where are you?
I'm in Bognor Regis.
What's going on?
Well, I've just gone, I'm on my way home from work and I'm going to go to Tesco's and get a bit of dinner, and there's two guys in fluorescent coats just waving everybody past. They won't let any cars in. It's absolute bedlam.
Right, and there's a big queue?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like a dual carriageway to get into the Tesco's car park, and you sort of go off on slip road, and obviously the cars are backed up because they're waving them all on past.
So no one's allowed into the car park of Tesco's in Bognor?
That's right.
Do you think that's anything to do with me?
Well, it's quite a coincidence, isn't it? I couldn't say for sure, but it's a bit of a coincidence.
Right, well, I just need to apologise to the management of Tesco's in Bognor Regis then, really.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry that you can't get in.
Oh, no, what am I going to do about my dinner?
Don't know, go to another supermarket. Oh, no, they'll have the same problem.
I'll get pizza.
Yeah, I'll do that. Radio
1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.